The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there, and welcome to this Sunday's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. This is our cyber show, and as usual, we have our special guest each Sunday, Mr. A.I. Nguyen, joining us. Nguyen, are you there?
I'm here. Glad
okay.
to be here. Yeah.
Very good. It's early, I tell you. I'm glad that our listeners could tune in today. We're going to be talking about several activities in the online world that you want to try to be aware of. Awareness is always a good thing, although I guess if we really knew when, sometimes we probably wouldn't want to get out of bed in the morning with all the threats.
I know how you feel, especially in a cold winter. You know.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes without saying. For those of you that haven't joined us before, we always give you an admonition at the top of the show that just because we talk about taking certain steps to prevent cyber attacks and other bad outcomes, you know, please don't run off and try to do some of this stuff on your own. You need to have somebody sitting next to you that's already done it several times, or a lot of times, as the case may be with AI Nguyen. But in any event, it's better than you know, having someone attempt to block or otherwise disguise your your privacy is better than just putting your head in the sand. So anyway, Nguyen, what are we talking about this week specifically? Some espionage, I believe.
Well, you feel like you're living in some kind of a spy movie. Well, today we're going to dip dive into what makes you think twice about that. Okay, so today we're talking about Chinese espionage, especially a case involving seemingly a regular guy from Florida feeding intel to China's spy agency. So this is a U.S. citizen sentenced for spying on behalf of China intelligence agency. And what you're about to hear is not like what you think. Okay. And and also too, by the end of the show, I want to also talk about a new product. From now, every show that I'm before and after the show, I'm going to talk about the products that what we think is good for the user. We're going to try and talk about, evaluate the product. And I think you're going to like this one.
Okay, good.
But let's just start, you know. Let's zoom in and out and look at the bigger picture of what China intelligence apparatus is up to this day. Uh-huh. You know, so today the main character is this spy thriller called Ping Li.
Ping Li.
Ping Li, I know. A 59-year-old living in Florida. Check this out. He worked for Verizon and Infosys for 20 years. I know it doesn't exactly scream international spy. Right, but what this whole thing is going to be very interesting. It's not like you think, okay? So you probably ask, what made him vulnerable? How did they even find him? How did Chinese even find him?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to try it out. We're going to get how this guy been living a long double life, okay? So this is going to make you wonder, what could make someone that do for so long and turn against your country like U.S.?
And was he born in, I know he was a U.S. citizen, but was he,
no, he
born here? Or
there's a difference between citizen and naturalization. Citizen, you mean you're born here. And naturalization means you become a U.S. Citizen after a period of time. You apply for it.
Yeah.
You know? So he born in China. So his family is still in China. Okay? But what make someone that live in this country for so long and turn against us? Is it ideology, money, blackmail? Who knows, right?
Yeah, it's all the above, probably in some cases.
So if you look at this, this is made, now this is not something that we made up. This is from a story you can go online and search for. This is a public knowledge. So I just want the user understand it's not something that we take it out from the intelligent without them notice. This is the public knowledge. So yeah. I want to make that clear, right? So how did they... We're talking about, is this is not like 007, you know, like a spy stuff, right? So who had the asset information that the intelligent agency wants? So this is not like, so in Lee case, the article mentioned a Chinese dissident, some cybersecurity stuff. But we're talking about the information he gave it to the public available information. It's not like he give up information to secret.
So he didn't pass out passwords to sensitive systems
or anything like that.
Right?
This is the terminology. I'm trying to get the terminology. It's not like, how you call it, the information already there. Is that he provided the Chinese...
It was sensitive information, but it wasn't necessarily... It's not like it was classified information.
No, right? Information is set to employ operations, including cyber training material that you can take from corporation, the detail of company, like inside what the company does. So, and I'm going to tell you one example that will really impact the telecommunication because he used to work for Verizon. Mm-hmm. Okay, and how that, and I'll give you an example, that, like I said, is the public knowledge, right?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, let's create it. It's like a puzzle, right?
Okay.
If you look at the bigger picture, like similarly randoms lie collecting all his, how's it put into the playbook of Chinese intelligence? How do they want the information from him? Okay.
Okay.
So all they want to know who and what they're doing, how they can use them, like building the comprehensive intelligent pictures on the company.
And when, first of all, Mr. Lee, he acted as a quote, cooperative contact.
That's the term. That's good point. That's a term I'm trying to get. Yeah.
And he did this for China's Ministry of State Security. Mm-hmm. What would be the equivalent in America? Which of our agencies? Is that CIA?
NSA? The Chinese, NSA. The NSA. They're collecting intelligence. You know, just like the one of the organizations that collect information around the world. A notorious or Israeli Mossad. They have information since the beginning of World War II.
And do they know what triggered him? Was he simply, hey, I saw this, I thought you guys might be interested kind of thing? Or did they tell him, hey, we're going to do something bad to your family if you don't find this information for us?
According to the story that he confessed to the FBI, first he denied it, okay? And then the FBI showed him, look, we got the information here. You actually gave in, so we got you. So he finally confessed. Basically, they say that he said that they would harm his mother, his family in China, and I'm not surprised. Okay, so, but the thing that he collect is not that. Rocket scientist or an F-35 information. We're talking about information already there.
But it was still something that apparently was a crime, right?
If you work for telecommunication and you gave the insider what inside how Verizon work, it is a crime, right?
Oh, is it?
But it's not to extend like, you know, they put, they only charge him like $250,000 fine and also 4 years in prison. It's not like the spy, like the one guy Hansen got 20 years. Of course, he's an FBI agent, so that makes it worse.
Yeah.
But they, so why is it so important? With this case, do you remember SolarWinds attack?
What was it? Say it again.
SolarWinds attack.
I've heard references to it, but I have to say
it's a monitoring system that oil and gas people are using.
Okay.
Like you're talking about the system that oil and gas depend on, the SolarWinds, right? And imagine that everybody thought it was a Russian operation, right? But it turned out to be the Chinese get involved as well. Does that ring a bell? So they've
I remember the name. I don't remember the details.
So it's basically, in a nutshell, the SolarWind is a monitoring system. Is like a SIM network that all get used to monitoring their network. And somehow the Russian hacking it. Okay. So everyone thought it was Russian operations, but it turned out to be the real China. Why are they interested in it? Well, here's a few possibilities. They're studying Russia playbook. So they're looking for weakness, or we assume that, right?
Okay.
It's like a spy versus spy. So not just only they spy or not, they spy on the Russian as well, the capability, because the Russian can turn around and do the same thing to them.
I see.
See? So if you look at the article and you look at the background, and you wonder, how do we allow this? And later on, I'm going to tell you too, I think last week, the governor of Texas, Abbott, say something about the Chinese set up the intelligence, like police station in Houston. In Houston. Okay, and what is the purpose? Well, they look it out for their people. Oh, by the way, Lee also mentions that, according to the FBI, that
Mr. Lee,
that they also use him to find the people, I mean, spy on their own people, Chinese people here, dissident here. So not just collect information on technology.
I was going to say, I thought I saw somewhere on this case that his real target
was Chinese.
He said,
right.
That's what the story was when he finally acknowledged.
He finally acknowledged only if they corner him.
Yeah.
But if you look at that, how they set up the police station here in Houston, in Chinatown.
Huh.
Is that scary?
It's convenient.
Very convenient, right?
Yeah.
So it's all, if you put all the puzzle together. So anyway, the user, probably why we're talking about this is all related to cybersecurity, right? Your information out there, guys, everybody, they collect them, not just them, the bad guy, right? And later on with this, maybe end of the show, we're going to tell the people the products and how you protect your data. That's where I'm going toward this.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too. I don't want to say I'm shocked. I'll just say I'm surprised at times that we actually caught this. I mean, this came across somebody's radar, I guess FBI or some level below it, and then they, sent it up to FBI. But that's
This has been going on for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember, like, a few months ago, T-Mobile detect the intrusion by the Chinese state-sponsored hacking group called the Salt Typhoon. So the attacker, this is a military, this is a state-sponsored attack, okay? The attacker initially compromised some of the T-Mobile router and explored the network structure and potential pathway deeper infiltration.
Huh.
We're talking about, this is our telecommunications, right? And I don't know about you, you have AT&T, I have T-Mobile.
Yeah, I'm T-Mobile.
So they're looking at our network segmentation, like not just them, right? And it turned out, including AT&T, Verizon, and Lumen Technology. This is the public knowledge. All U.S. telecommunications. Guess what they hacked? So they found, you know, that the federal government using this telecommunication wiretapping against us, right? But now the Chinese are learning about that. They actually hacking those wiretapping. And I said again, they're hacking the wiretapping. That means you think
that is
scary, right?
You know, it makes you realize, and I know we all take it for granted when we're on our phones that we're just talking to one party. And I guess it sounds like, I mean, I don't know if they're wiretapping. Well, then obviously they can hear actual words versus just looking at metadata and looking at traffic. Things like that, but I guess your takeaway on this is you really never know who's listening, whether it's now or whether it's later. And it is an incredible amount of data to monitor. At times I wonder, well, how do they have that many people and that much time to where they can actually, you know, listen and find those nuggets of, and I guess you're probably going to tell me AI is doing a lot of it now.
AI
right?
do the majority of them. But what's so special about this article talk about is that how this whole espionage game changed over time and what are they focused? You see, the focus is change. Historically, the Chinese espionage was all about the military secret, you know, like stealing a blueprint, a weapon, trying to get ahead of defense technology. That was their main goal during the Cold War.
Okay? Yeah.
But recent year, there had been noticeable shift toward economic espionage significantly. I'm talking about intellectual property theft. And before you say anything, you know, what's the big deal, right? Well, guess what? The article mentioned that 80% of economic espionage committed by the Chinese that would benefit the Chinese state. 80%, that's huge. And you talk about out of 80%, 60% and all of the trade secret theft case have some connection to China. And not just about catching up, we're talking about how does it impact our everyday, consequent everyday people. Like when companies lose intellectual property, right? And they lead to job losses. And they lead to consumer end up paying more for good. That's why it matters, why we talk about this.
Well,
so it hurt everyone in the long run.
When you look at specifically the Chinese, and it's not just the Chinese, mm-hmm. when, you know, somebody from another country, like America, does the R&D and spends the money to develop products and technologies, and then somebody like China is able to shortcut the time to market by mm-hmm. stealing plans or stealing talent.
That's
right?
Their military doctrine. First, they steal our information. They try to duplicate it if they can, and they create their own. But that's a Russian philosophy, by the way.
Yeah,
too.
That's a big deal. Well, and that's not seen as being something wrong, right? They mm-hmm. they live. That's what they count on being able to do, you know. And
so we're talking about a potential for personal data breaches too. That's where I'm getting into to this point.
Yeah.
Your online activity, your financial data, even your health record, all of that is valuable for the intelligence agency. Okay? So here's the saying, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product, right?
Yeah, good point.
That's scary.
Good point.
So everybody is a potential target. Oh, man, this is getting scary out there. Oh, did you see the new Huawei new phone just came out?
I don't keep up with Huawei. It's hard enough to keep up with iPhone.
Well, I tell you,
Apple.
Well, they are getting there, and they are getting more sophisticated. So they don't use Android anymore. Okay, they have their own operating system.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the demonstration that it blew me away. Like we're talking about Star Trek sci-fi movie, you know. And they developed their own operating system. To compete with us, and they use 100% AI, and then it blew the stuff like you're talking about. They're using the I don't know how to describe on the airwave so people can understand what you were talking. They talk about they're using air signals that they transfer information like how do you call it? Like when you make a can travel transportable. Similar to that, like a photo, just you just wave at it and then go to another phone. And you capture using your hand signal and go to another phone.
Wow.
Those technology, I'm trying to figure out how they do it. You know?
Sounds like the Apple goggles.
Well, the Apple Vision, you mean that?
Or Apple Vision.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So they probably use some kind of neurology, I'm telling you. So they very advanced. Okay. And that's something we need to be careful.
And we can still buy that phone in America, or did they?
You know what? I did not ask. I was so overwhelmed how their technology is so advanced, and I didn't even ask. They did some kind of show demo. I saw it online, and it got attention. Especially, I look at those. I'm a gadget guy. I look at those, and I say, "Wow, that's the first thing I see. Is how do you do it?" And you know, if you China is getting very advanced, and one of the days they're going to bypass us. If we don't change our school system, our philosophy about, you know, education, we can leave behind. I'll give you one example. if you go over China and you ask the Chinese student, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know what they say? Scientist. Rocket scientist. You come here, you ask an American student, what do you want to be?
Don't tell me.
Influencer. Influencer. You know?
It's you a see, different you, focus.
The mindset is what destroying us. And yeah. I said, this is an open eye opener. So anyway, this topic kind of bring me to, so what is the impact, right? What is the impact of this? So now, I don't know if we have enough time to talk about the police station, but over here, but yeah, make me wonder now.
Well, let's do that, but let's take a break mm-hmm. first, and we'll circle back momentarily with more of the show. So if you're joining in with us this morning, this again is the Be a Planner show, the cyber version, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back here momentarily.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough.
Okay, welcome back to more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. It's our Sunday cyber show. I'm joined again by Mr. AI Nguyen. And Nguyen, we've been talking about a recent sabotage, I guess you might say, of a Chinese person who's a U.S. citizen.
Espionage.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, all the different constituents that are vying for information, isn't it? It seems like it's just, there's no way to catalog even who all wants the information that's in the online world. And sometimes I wonder, you know, I think about the open source model. I don't see a lot of talk about it at this point, although it's still thriving, correct? I mean, open source products out there.
Too many of them. Like,
too many.
That's why I don't trust the Android.
Well, is there any argument for, I mean, is anyone advocating for just everything being open source? All of our data networks, it's like if you have access to all of it, is that perhaps one way to combat the fraudsters and the folks that want to hack? It's like, how will they know? It's like the U.S. military. I mean, they have intelligence. Then they have counterintelligence, which I presume some of counterintelligence, it might as well be called decoy intelligence, right?
So what draws the line between intelligent and gathering and harmful espionage? That's a key question, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're going to gather it anyway, I wonder if it's not, there's not another way to control it, which is by feeding incorrect information into the pipeline so that they get thrown off the trail.
I am pretty sure that sometime that we set up like a canary, right? It's basically like a honeypot.
Right.
I think I know where you're going at.
Yeah.
So it's a very complex involving assessing intent, legality, and the impact. I'm telling you, this is not a simple thing. That's why we're so reliant on the people and the intelligence. And I tell you, they had us. So, but we're talking about a lot about Chinese espionage and the impact. But now I want to talk about how can individuals and businesses protect themselves from espionage and cyber threats.
Yeah, and by the way, lest you think it's just the big guys and girls that have to worry, I saw a report this week, and the only reason I noticed it's because of the size. On November 25th, Ransom Hub, a gang, cyber gang, took credit for damaging an attack on the city of, is it Coppell or Coppell?
Coppell.
Texas,
yeah.
Home to more than 40,000 people. Well, that's a relatively small city in our world.
Yeah, attack the low-hanging fruit first.
Houston, yeah. And it says the city released public notices of technology issues on October 23rd, saying it was experiencing an outage with our internet and several other systems across the city, making several systems unavailable. If that's what a 40,000 population city has to worry about and divert resources to, I can't imagine what folks in Houston or Dallas or, you know, LA or New York. I mean, think of the departments of people that are trying to protect those networks and those databases.
You know, they always attack the small city first. You know why? Because
folks
out there are not aware of what's going on. They don't live
right
in the
well,
city
that's
every
true
day.
Too.
I mean, that's true too. I would do the same thing, you know?
I mean, a city of 40,000 people, I'd be surprised to find out what their internal capabilities are. I mean, they might have one or two people dedicated to their, you know, networks, and maybe not even that. They may totally outsource on a city that size.
Well,
hey, I meant to ask you earlier, there was also a Starbucks had a ransomware attack this past week.
I'm about to mention
that. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No, it's okay. I mean, they didn't say much, but I'm not surprised. So let me ask you something. Just the past Thanksgiving, how many texts did you receive?
How many texts?
How many texts did you receive? You don't know.
Quite a few. I didn't count them, but quite a few.
Mine is so many. I practically have to put them on. I have to turn mine off at night because there's so many of them. And if you look at it, here's a key. Look at it, say junk mail, junk. That's a key. So Apple give you some hint, okay? And I have somebody just text me like they are my girlfriend, and I don't have a clue who they are. You know, and I wanted to. So if you look at it, over the weekend, like last week, 2 weeks ago, we're talking about the holiday is coming, and we got to be careful. You know.
Well, so, I'll say this: I did notice, and I think these are all legitimate news I say legitimate news, people like Newsbreak and others, I started getting a lot of images on text. And I don't know if that was due to the recent iOS update. You know, we had a, I forget the number associated with it, the rev or the version number. But, you know, we had an all hands on deck, install this right now alert from Apple on whatever the latest patch or iOS was. What was the real story behind that? Do you know? Bother to go track it down.
Which one? There's so many of them.
Well, it was within the past week, I think, maybe 8 or 9 days. But the message came out. I saw it on, I guess I
was watching the news. You're talking about the warning from Apple?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. That's the one. That's the one that tell people that, hey, you know what? Your ID has been compromised. I actually took a screenshot of that, and I sent it to, let me see if I can find it.
But do you just, I mean, if you know it's, and I guess that's part of the problem, do we really know it's Apple? But I assumed it was.
Apple never sent something like that. So Apple kind of tell people, you know what, be aware that we will never send something like that. So that's what they said. They sent out the notice to everybody, and they said, we will never send a link to warn you to update your ID. Okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. This was not my ID. This was iOS. This was like a normal, or what I would perceive to be normal. You need to update your iOS software on your, you know, your
They don't send out text. They don't send out text. Usually, if you look at the update.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was not a text. Mm-hmm. It came in via it wasn't an email. I'm not sure what you would call it.
It
was
up
an alert
your app.
That came through Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it pop up through your app.
Yeah.
So basically, it kind of it tells you that you need to update it tonight.
I mean, when I went to my software update, and that's where it had all the details.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure it was legitimate.
So it is.
But
it is.
How do you know? How would you ever know for sure? What if it's somebody like Ping here? Mr. Ping, that works for a legitimate company, and what if that had been Verizon that you got?
So rule number one, okay? Rule number one, you are the boss, so you never do what your computer tell you what to do. Basically, if they tell you to go update, you go directly to the setting and see if there's an update. For example, if your bank sent you an email said you need to update your password, you don't click on the link. I know it's convenient, okay? That people look at the link that sent to them, they automatically click on it. No, you click on the X. You go to the bank directly, and you log into your bank, and you see if there's a message. You don't respond the same message you received to update your credential. So also too, I also have a message from my GoDaddy, some of my domain, and it said, the text sent to me said, we just send you the text, two-factor authentication text. Is that you? I knew right away somebody tried to access my network. So I go to GoDaddy, I change my password. I don't respond to the same text. You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You never respond. So that bring me back to the topic, you know, to the espionage. How can we protect ourselves? Well, security awareness. Take some practical measure like essential mitigate, you know, like basic digital hygiene. You know, I like to use the word hygiene, like you take care of your teeth, you know. strong cybersecurity measure. So knowledge is power. Okay. Just be aware of what you're clicking on the link. So after this this topic, I want to talk about, maybe do we have time? I want to talk about the products that out there.
Yeah, we've got a full segment left. We're actually right on top of another break, but let's wait for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
That'll give us time to talk about, if you want to pivot here, and let's talk about another breach or another suggestion. You bet.
Well, you know what? I want to bring back to the phone that they have, Huawei, right? Huawei phone.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to sneak one into the United States. I'm going to check it out. This is their flagship, by the way. like $900. They call Mate 70.
So what's it called?
Mate, M-A-T-E 70.
Okay.
They say it's a very advanced self-reliant technology. I know what that means. So it said it's better than Android. So what they claim. The OS.
Is that, when,
Harmony OS.
Let me clarify that name. You're saying the Mate, M-A-T-E.
That's a model name.
The X-T?
No,
is that how they say 70?
They call Mate 70. So basically, M-A-T-E space 70.
Oh, okay. So actually, okay, I see they've got a Mate 50. I was just looking it up.
Homegrown OS and homegrown processor.
And we can buy those in the U.S. still, or can we?
I'm going to try to have somebody send me one.
Yeah.
Over. I'm going to check it out. I want to see how powerful. So the OS they have is called Harmony OS. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I tell you so many things out there today and so many hacking. There's another one I want to talk about here. So the question, how do you protect yourself? You know, if this guy can do all this, you know that Verizon started out with Verizon. I'm kind of skeptical at first. So I thought, you know, Verizon is it? Verizon using different technology than AT&T. You know that, right?
Well, Verizon is what
CDMA
we call right.
It's CDMA,
CDMA system CDMA. Versus the mm-hmm. GSM.
That used to be. Why did they attack Verizon? Because CDMA used to be Sprint technology, and that used by the U.S. military back then in the 90s.
Yeah,
it started out in 90s.
The CDMA versus the GSM technology is akin to back in the day, you may remember beta versus VHS, mm-hmm. right? VHS in this case would be the GSM, more widely used, more readily available around the world. When you land in a country like Thailand, for instance, if you're using a GSM phone like on T-Mobile in America, and if it's unlocked, which I think now aren't most GSM phones when you buy them at T-Mobile or...
They don't call them a GSM, so basically 5G, yeah. but their cores are still, you know, a GSM. It's basically TDMA.
It allows you to be up and running before you ever leave the airport. CDMA is a little bit different. You've got to make arrangements if you're going to use your phone before you leave the U.S. And I remember back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, but a Verizon or a Sprint, you know, at that time, they were the two big ones. Mm-hmm. They would actually send you another phone to take on your trip. Because, you know, there was...
They all integrate now. So now that you have... So that's why it's so dangerous. So basically, it's like all the telecommunication are talking the same.
They make the CDMA phones to have a SIM card slot now for GSM?
They do. They do. Yeah. They kind of integrate them together. Back then, it's different to different technology. But today, they all integrate together. So you don't have to use... You don't have to call anymore, your ISP anymore. The integrate is called roaming, right? But they're more integrated. That's why it's that. It's cheaper, less expensive.
But the CDMA
also,
is?
They are all because they create a hub that all the CDMA, other technology are integrate together. So that's a gateway, right? If you attack the gateway, you attack all the ISP. Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, think about that.
Yeah.
We make it convenient and cheaper, but also give room for the hacker to go in. They don't attack individual telecommunication. They attack the hubs.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Well, you know? the type of technology that you mentioned where they've got a Chinese language website, Huawei.
Huawei.
Mm-hmm. Showing a mother transferring content from her phone to her son's tablet simply using a simple hand gesture.
That's what I was talking about.
But get this, it's amazing how fast the folks with the technology can react, and they see this. And by the way, it's images, it's normal, I guess, text. It's truly Star Trek-like, right? It's amazing.
Right. So
but anyway, the launch of their latest phones comes just ahead of anticipated U.S. export controls, which could see up to 200 Chinese chip companies placed on a U.S. trade blacklist, according to Reuters. And, you know, of course, Huawei's being close to the vest with what it's putting in each of these new phones. But it's basically akin to the iPhone 16 lineup, you know, the 16, the 16 Pro, and the, I forget, 16 Pro Plus, and, you know, then you've got the big sizes. The iPhone's got, what, six now in the lineup? I forget how many phones they have, but it's, you know, I can't keep up hardly. But,
I think I lost track of they have so many. Oh, by the way, did you get your new phone or no?
No, I've decided I'm going to wait at least for the near term. I'm not reading good outcomes with respect to the AI feature, and that's really probably the single biggest change. The speed differential is negligible, which has always been the reason I upgraded. I like having that next level chip, and frankly, I'm seeing more and more people say, you know, why did I upgrade? You know, there's really nothing here that's compelling, but I don't know. I could still do it, and of course, I've got an iPad, the latest model with, you know, the M4 chip, so I'm probably getting access to a lot of the actual benefits of what the 16 Pro has. But my biggest concern is these phones keep getting bigger and bigger, and I'm willing to bet you, without seeing it, the 17 is going to be another, you know, 4 or 5 millimeters, you know, longer,
but
taller.
But they're all the same. I don't know. Up to point, I don't buy any more phone. I just, too much hassle, especially.
I mean, at least you'll know when you want it, when you see it. If you quit buying for a few updates, you'll see the new one and you'll be able to distinguish or delineate, you know, the old one from the new one.
I forgot to mention on this Chinese espionage thing. You heard of the term, well, user probably heard of the term IoT. Do you know what that is?
No. What is that?
Internet of Things.
Like Internet of things.
Yeah, like your TV.
Okay.
Like your microscope or anything with internet built in. Your phone, your goggles, your eyeglasses, your TV, your projectors, anything would integrate with internet. You think about that make it easy, part of your network, right? It's called Internet of Things. That's a term. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
So that also makes you vulnerable to like your Wi-Fi, your wireless, like you have the Bluetooth wireless. Like I saw on Las Vegas, the hackers, that all, even though you turn up your Bluetooth, you turn up your Wi-Fi, but if you have a device, check this out, they're using the screen. This is amazing. This is another Star Trek thing. They use your screen flickering. I don't know how they did it, but they can use the light to mimic the light to access your computers. When you say Internet of Things, you're talking about any other device beside your computer with internet. That makes sense? All the gadgets, like little device you buy, the plow, for example, internet thing that you record the conversation, that is called Internet of Things.
I got you.
Okay, or your car or your radar. So the way it worked, that they don't necessarily go to your internet, but they go to your radar, they go to your projector, your TV. The TV has a wireless. They can use they can leverage your Wi-Fi to your TV, access your network.
Wow.
You see that? For example, they can look at your, if you have a TV with Wi-Fi and you have a camera, they can look to your house using the camera. That's the Internet of Things. That's the danger also. So why it matters, all the espionage thing, you think about this. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Well, I say it again, you know, read a lot, and knowledge is power. And just be careful, you know, what you click out there. So the next topic I want to talk about, when we have time, is I want to talk about the product, how you, we talk about the problem, now I want to talk about solutions.
Okay.
So how much time do we have? I want to talk
We've got about 8 minutes, so okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I think we've got time to...
So this product called Delete Me, okay, it said exactly what it said, Delete Me, one word, okay?
And so where do you get that, Wim?
It's online.
Yeah,
it's
online. What site? Or just Google?
DeleteMe.com, work. And then what you find that basically this company, look at all the, you think about this, all your information out there, mine too, everybody. So it's called data removal. Okay, so basically they search everything to your darknet, anything that related to your name, you can remove it. And you can monitor all your name, your information, your password, anything about you. I think you. The only drawback is the price. You pay for like $100 a year. You have to pay all at once. So $10 a month, but you pay all at once. So I'm going to check it out. Basically, it's going to help me monitor all my stuff, activity online. So the moment they see something, the data will initiate, remove as soon as your data appear.
Does this, I was just looking at it, it said it's a way to delete information from
right.
Google's clutches. Does
right.
that mean you can no longer use Google?
You can use Google, but a lot
yeah.
of junk out there that they can remove, not everything, but majority of them. So
huh.
it's all AI stuff. They also work with Google. See, that's the key. You know, if somebody says something like... bad about you online, right? And you have to contact Google. Well, good luck with that. See what they probably do nothing. But if you have the company that work with Google, they will remove it on your behalf.
Yeah, their headline, if mm-hmm. you go look at their How We Work link,
mm-hmm.
is we remove your personal information that's being sold online.
That's right, .net and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anything. So I'm telling
you, that's a pretty bold claim,
mm-hmm.
right?
So I'm going to check it out. I will continue to monitor. I'm going to check it out. But so far, I don't see anything. I see the pro more than the con. The con is the pricing, right? So and also geographic limitation. The service are primarily available for U.S. citizen. So there's no international. Well, I couldn't care less international.
Well, they pride themselves on outstanding customer service along with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. We're not happy if you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Your privacy is our business.
Oh,
so
by the way,
sounds good.
It sounds good, but the pro and the con. The con is they cannot remove the data from the government and social media platform. That's the only drawback.
That's a big one.
Yeah, but everything else, anything, you know what, even 10%, 50%, help.
Yeah.
No, because your name out there, our names are out there.
Well,
so the best way to protect yourself.
I guess, yeah, I keep coming back to the fact that it's such a volume of data. Of course, again, with AI, a volume of data doesn't really slow you down, right?
You know, the other day I have a friend of mine call me and say, you know, I'm in the restaurant business. And now I spend more money on cybersecurity. Like I am like a cybersecurity company.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm talking about banking and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, every company are getting to that point. They spend so much on security.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I do. You do too, right?
Well, we've got certain things we have to do because of our CPA
mm-hmm.
profession. And it's, you know, difficult at times to sift through all the overlaid requirements. You know, you've got nationally generated requirements, and then you've got state of Texas, and I'm not sure what others. If I thought about it long enough, I'd probably come up with some more. But
by the way, the Guardio software that I recommended last time really worked. I have a friend of mine actually... he has a girl working for him. She click on something, it actually blocking it.
Uh-huh. Good.
So it take away.
You weren't surprised though, right? You making it sound like you were surprised.
No, well, I thought that they may have one to get away, but this time, even though she clicked on it, it looked real, so she gave me a screenshot of it, but Gaudio will block it. That's amazing.
Boy,
so.
If you look at this Delete Me product, I clicked a link that shows a list of data brokers we have found and removed data from.
Yeah.
This, I don't know, there must be... It's probably 500 to 1,000 names on this list. That's crazy to think. I'm not so impressed that they found that many as I am there's that many that are selling our data. That's insane.
Yep.
And they're probably just passing it around.
So I also use Norton protections, that the one that online.
Yeah.
So like check your credit, thing like that. That also helps. So this product Delete Me add another layer of security.
Boy, and there's people that some people use every day. There's like 7 or 8 Zoom related sites. I mean, there's common names on this list. This isn't just a bunch of, I mean, most of them are people we've never heard of if you're normal.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I was just looking for the G's to see how many Googles there are. I'm sure there's a lot. Let me get back up here.
Mm-hmm. So we touching a lot of stuff today, especially the espionage.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's getting scary.
Yeah. Well, we've only got about a minute and a half left when... So Delete Me is the product of the week that you like, and that's got a .com on the end of it.
Yeah.
And what else for this week? We just have about a minute left.
Other than that, just, practice a cyber hygiene. Be careful what you click on, and especially right now you're going to receive a bunch of texts regularly because something on sale, Monday, Cyber Mondays. All kind of stuff. Just be careful.
I mean, the shopping world is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see
full of it. Yeah,
yeah. I see people. Like Fox and the cable channels have a list of things to check on to be careful. And I mean, it's amazing how basic stuff. Like, make sure there's a HTTPS and a lock shown in the URL of the site you're on, and that's pretty simple. But I don't know. That's didn't necessarily mean it's secure. Well, let's do this, Wynn. Let's go ahead. We'll wrap up. Thank you for joining once again, and we'll be back this coming Friday at 11 a.m. right here on KSEV AM 700, and we'll be talking real estate and tax, a little bit more about tax planning, Roth conversions. If you've got pre-tax retirement funds, be it IRAs or 401ks, I know we've all got a good feeling about the way the election turned out, but that hasn't changed the debt. And don't forget, we've got a huge tax train rolling down the tracks, and you can still take advantage of the rest of your life by getting your funds rolled over to Roth vehicles that'll eliminate your tax bill in large measure. So we'll be talking more about that this coming Friday. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to this later this week.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Ooh.